This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
They went into motherhood with the full knowledge, with the intention that after getting their children started in life, after caring for them, nurturing them, that they would give their children up. I mean, that's kind of hard to wrap this mama's mind around, you know, kind of hard to understand. I imagine it's hard for many, especially in this day and age when many of our lives, our worlds are, you know, they revolve around our children and our grandchildren and whatever they want to do. These women knew. They lived in the reality that it would be over for them someday. They knew that. And they even embraced it. Each of them in their role as a mother, but in that role and in giving that child up, they fulfilled their purpose for them. And for their God, in reality, they fulfill their purpose for us. God introduces us to Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1, a woman tortured because she couldn't have children, a woman who longed for a child. Her husband, Elkanah, tried to comfort her, tried to convince her that his love for her was better than 10 sons, verse 8. And although he favored her, it just wasn't the same. A mother knows that, right? And year after year, her husband's other wife, who had many children, would provoke Hannah because she wasn't a mother, wasn't able to be a mother. So much that Hannah was grieved. She couldn't eat. She wept all the time. So she did what any godly woman would do. She took her petition to God, and she went to the temple to beg God another time for a child, promising that if he would grant her petition, she, God's maidservant or bondservant, would give the child back to God all the days of his life. And God granted her petition, and Hannah had a son. And the time came when Samuel, her son, was weaned, and she brought him to Eli, the priest of the Lord, and she dedicated him to the Lord as long as he lived. And before she walked away from her son, she lifted up her voice to God in a prayer of thanks, saying, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation." Verse 1 of chapter 2. And her gratitude for the saving grace of our God, it continues through verse 10. And then after her prayer was finished, she left her son behind. A boy who became a great servant of God, described by God as a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and in my soul, and he will walk before my anointed always. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 35. You know, it's in that phrase, you know, that phrase, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord because I rejoice in my salvation," that phrase that Hannah prayed. That phrase coming from a woman who knew she would leave her son behind, it's familiar, isn't it? I mean, you know it, right? You've heard it before. From another woman who knew she would give up her son as well before she had him. Now this mother, this girl, heard the news that she would be a mother from a messenger of God, the angel Gabriel, who, when she was not even married, was told she would bring the Son of God into the world. And her response? It was the same. She said, "Behold the bondservant or maidservant of the Lord." Luke chapter 1, verse 38. And after seeing Mary, who a relative of hers, whose son would also leave her to fulfill his purpose to prepare the way for Mary's son, Mary expressed her gratitude to God by declaring, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Luke chapter 2, verse 46. She rejoiced, but I believe she knew. When she took on the role of a bondservant, she knew this child would leave her someday. In her prayer or her song of gratitude, it references the blessings that this would bring to all generations. She points to the promise given to Abraham and his descendants forever. It is hard to believe that she didn't know about the torture prophesied by Isaiah and recorded for us in chapter 52 and 53, or the betrayal prophesied by David in Psalm chapter 55, verse 12 through 14, And when she heard the prophecy that Simeon told her in the temple, when they brought their child to the temple to be presented to the Lord, that her child would bring salvation to everyone, and that her child was appointed for the fall, that her soul would be pierced through because of what he would go through. Luke chapter 2, verse 29 through 34. This is what she heard. This is what she knew about her son. More importantly, this is what she knew about her Savior. These are some of the women that I think of every Mother's Day. These women who went into motherhood with full knowledge that they would give their children up for us. These women who knew their role, their God-given role, to first establish themselves as a handmaid or a bondservant, a slave of God first and foremost. And then, because of that commitment, they understood that their role was to raise a child to live their life in the same way, as a slave, not doing what they wanted or following their heart. They knew their purpose. Their purpose was to give their children up. But is it any different for us? Is it any different for you or different for me? Isn't it the same purpose to be a bondservant, to raise our children or our grandchildren with a full understanding of the reality that they will leave us? The question is, will they know their purpose to be a bondservant too? Their purpose to be obedient unto death, Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, just like these maidservants' sons did when they left them. And it is for this that I ask you to join me in bowing our knees today.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.